Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
We proclaim Christ crucified. He is the power of God and the wisdom of God.
Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink a deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." Then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked through them and confirmed the word according to the signs. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Being the Feast of St. Mark, let me say a few words about Mark and an understanding of the shaping of the Gospels. Even though in our Bibles Matthew comes first, actually Mark was the earliest of the Gospels. Very early, his Gospel was shaped around the year 65, 66. We know that before the fall of Jerusalem, which was in the year 70. So his Gospel is very early. The other three drew from Mark. Now, since Mark was not one of the 12, not one of the closest followers of Jesus, he got his information from Peter. So in some ways, it's almost the Gospel of Peter spoken or given to us through Mark. All the testimonies in Mark did come from Peter. And probably the Gospel of Mark was finally shaped in Rome, and Peter would have been in Rome at that time. Mark is interesting. He appears in the life of Jesus, but in a kind of a passing way. It may well be, many commentators, some presume that the Last Supper took place in the house of Mark, which was in Jerusalem. He's mentioned in the Acts of the Apostles, and there he's called John Mark. And there we learn he's a cousin of Barnabas, and he goes on the first missionary journey with St. Paul. Paul and Barnabas and John Mark go on the first missionary journey of Paul. But John Mark turns back in the middle of the journey. We don't know exactly why. He was young. He might have gotten lonely to get home. We know his mother's name was Mary. He lived in Jerusalem. So he turned back, and Paul appeared to be offended by that. So much so that when Paul was going on the second missionary journey with Barnabas, Barnabas wanted to take his cousin, John Mark, with him. But Paul said, no, since he defaulted on the first journey, we're not going to take him. And he did not go on St. Paul's second missionary journey. It would be good for us to understand exactly how the Gospels were shaped. By the way, Mark was martyred in Alexandria in Egypt, probably around the year 68, 69. That's the best tradition. He became the Bishop of Alexandria, which, if you've been to Egypt, is a giant, second largest city in Egypt after Cairo, and is a huge seaport. And he founded what we now know as the Coptic Church. Coptic Church is an Egyptian Christian church. Part of it is Catholic, and part of it is Orthodox, not attached to the Catholic Church. But there's huge Coptic Catholic and Orthodox presence in Alexandria in Egypt. And that began with Mark as the Bishop of Alexandria. There he was martyred. How the Gospels are shaped should be of interest to us. Jesus died around the year 30, 29, 30, somewhere there. And nothing was written down for the next 30 or 40 years. The early followers of Jesus believed that the end of the world was coming. They remembered all the sayings of Jesus and the teachings of Jesus, but nothing was written down. And it was an oral tradition to get together on Sundays, because many of them were Jews and they celebrated their Shabbat on Saturday. And then after their Sabbath was over, being followers of Jesus Christ and Christians, they celebrated the Eucharist. That's how we ended up on Sunday, the Jews on Saturday. So for the first 20, 30, 40 years, the end of the world is coming. So under the influence of the Holy Spirit, inspired by the Holy Spirit, they will get together for the Eucharist and remember the sayings and the teachings of Jesus. The apostles are still alive. They had the teachings of Jesus. But after about 20 or 30 years, they said, well, maybe the end of the world is not coming so quickly. We should write this down. So now they begin to shape the written version of the Gospels, which was carried by an oral tradition for about 30 or 40 years. And under the influence of the Holy Spirit, now the Gospels begin to be shaped as we know them, the written Gospels. But that comes a long time after Jesus had died. And all under the influence of the Holy Spirit, the inspired word was carried in an oral tradition and then was put into a written form. Interestingly, Mark's Gospel was written in Greek. Now, that's of interest to us somehow, because it was an outreach especially to Gentiles. Clearly, Matthew's Gospel, probably written in Hebrew or in Aramaic, because it's a Jewish Gospel. And we know about Mark because when he explains Jewish practice, he goes to an extra effort to explain exactly what that means, which means he's speaking to Gentiles. If it was a Jewish Gospel, like Matthew, he would not have to explain the meaning of Jewish rituals. Why, when he calls James and John Boanerges, he has to explain that. That means sons of thunder. So he explains many of the rituals and names. So we have Mark, an extraordinary Gospel, the first of the Gospels, the shortest of the Gospels. No mention of the birth of Jesus, doesn't deal with the nativity that comes from Matthew and from Luke. So keep this in mind, that in many ways, we are the carriers of the Gospel. We are the oral edition of the Gospel. We're like the very early church, where we have listened to the Word of God, we listen to it in the proclamation, and now we are called to carry the Word of God, to carry it in an oral tradition, to speak about it in our homes, to pray with our families, to witness this to the world. Not that we carry a book around us and go out and tell people to read the book. We are the book. We are the Word. We are the living Word of Jesus Christ. So, like the very early followers of Jesus Christ, we are the ones who speak to the world our oral tradition and make the gospel alive. Okay, that's about all you need to hear about the Gospel of Mark here at this time in the morning.